Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In the aftermath of September's natural gas explosions in the Merrimack Valley, state lawmakers appear frustrated with the industry as well as with some government agencies. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports on a legislative hearing yesterday on how to improve gas line safety.
Senator Michael Barrett co-chairs the Joint Telecom, Utilities, and Energy Committee and led the hearing. He was aggressive, sometimes angry, as he quizzed execs from the five largest gas utilities in the state about pipeline safety, criticizing the industry and state agencies for a lack of information about the complex network of pipelines and safety standards.
The legislature's been in the dark. There is no accessible culture of information sharing.
Senator Barrett says lawmakers are partially to blame. 4 years ago, they required utilities to repair or replace aging gas pipelines. Called the Gas System Enhancement Plan, or GSEP, it was a massive mandatory undertaking. Barrett says there was little understanding at the time of the potential risks. There are 22,000 miles of gas pipe in the state, some more than a century old.
So we have an infrastructure problem that has gone under-scrutinized. We launched it, and then we lost track of it.
But Barrett said utilities share much of the responsibility. Charging gas companies have been downsizing full-time employees and relying on independent contractors to install new pipelines at a quicker pace.
I have no argument against the use of subcontractors in principle. I am alarmed when headcount is stagnant in your companies, when there's no indication that you've added personnel with respect to safety, and when you're undertaking increased and intensified construction activity.
Columbia Gas of Massachusetts, the gas utility responsible for the Merrimack Valley disaster, was installing 10 to 15 miles of new pipe a year before GSEP. After, it was 150 miles a year. Columbia Gas President Stephen Bryant.
For Columbia Gas, safety is the paramount concern. The pace of the GSEP program would be established first and foremost based on trained resources that would be available.
Bryant said all gas utilities in the state had become increasingly reliant on certified contractors to install new pipes. It was a contracting company Columbia hired that wrongly installed the line in the Lawrence area, killing one person, injuring dozens, and leaving the region without gas for months. Senator Barrett says at the time of the disaster, the Department of Public Utilities had just two certified gas inspectors available for the entire state. But Secretary of Energy and Environment Matthew Beaton, who oversees the DPU, says that was only a temporary situation due to medical leaves and staff training.
Based on the information made publicly available to date, we believe that no additional number of inspectors would have prevented this incident.
Still, Senator Michael Barrett says having so many state gas inspectors unavailable demonstrates poor management.
That is a pathetic record of staffing on the ground in real time, in the real world. That is despairing.
A proposal by Governor Baker to require gas work projects be approved by certified engineers was widely accepted by lawmakers as well as utility and state officials. Senator Barrett promises there'll be more hearings into gas pipeline safety next year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.